back in the booth is Dan Shugrue, the great Dan Shugrue. Hello, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
Hey, you had some time off.
Yeah.
Anything happen?
Nah.
Just took a few days off for the heck of it?
No, just 2 weeks. You know, yeah. Just a refresher.
Yeah. Dan and Eileen had another baby, and a lovely girl. Tell everybody her name and all that great stuff.
Yeah, Olivia Ailish Shugrue was born Monday, May 22nd at 5:10 p.m. And mom and baby are doing well, as is big sister Emily.
Yeah.
And, it's great. She's a wonderful, beautiful baby.
Exciting for you, man.
Yeah.
Exciting for you. And you were telling me that Emily does get along.
Yeah.
And has liked the fact that she's got a younger sister.
Yeah, yeah. We got lucky because one of the people at daycare, one of the instructors, is named Olivia. So she knew the name, recognized the name. And then there was also a baby that came to the daycare a couple months ago. So she's kind of been getting used to it, had kind of a training wheel situation. So
yeah.
When our Olivia showed up, she was very excited and happy.
And where'd the name come from?
So Olivia is just a name that we both liked. Eileen is a teacher, and one of her first students that she really loved was named Olivia. So that's where that came from. And then Ailish is partially responsible to you, DiGilio.
Mm.
There is a great movie from a couple of years ago called Brooklyn.
Yes.
And the main character's name is Ailish. It's a traditional Irish name.
Yeah.
Eileen doesn't watch movies more than once, but she's seen that movie 7 or 8 times. And you were kind enough to buy her a copy. And the movie is very important to her because it involves the character Ailish, who comes over from Ireland in the 1950s to New York. And her dad had the same experience, you know, rode on a similar, if not the same boat that she did. Mm. Eileen's mom and dad met at a dance. That was the dance that Ailish and Tony met. Our first daughter, Emily, her middle name is Maria, and that's a nod to my Puerto Rican heritage. So I was just like, well, why don't we do a nod to the Irish heritage? And we both love that movie, and it's an interesting, unique name. So,
yeah, it's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful name.
So Olivia Ailish.
Jeez, that's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations. How big was she?
She was 7 pounds, 9 ounces. Yeah, 7 pounds, 9 ounces.
7 pounds, 9 ounces.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, congratulations,
Thank
man.
You.
And welcome back.
Thank you. Good
welcome
to be back.
Back. Welcome back. You left here frantically the last time you were.
Yes, and that was a false alarm. Eileen had the contractions, and about 25 minutes after I got home, they started to dissipate. But the doctor wanted us close, so we just kind of sat back and just watched some TV.
Yeah, and you were housebound for a few days.
Yep.
Yeah, you were under how you had didn't they give you ankle bracelets?
Yes.
They gave you ankle bracelets. You couldn't leave.
Right.
So, congratulations again.
Thank you.
And I have to say, the timing that Olivia had was perfect because you were able to come out to the Walk of Fame.
Yes.
I was so happy that you made it.
Yeah. No, I was glad I could make it too.
I didn't think you were going to be there, but I was glad you were.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks,
on that.
Man. That was a blast. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. In the newsroom is Vic Vaughn. Hello, Vic.
Hey. Good morning, Nick.
How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
All right. Did you celebrate Memorial Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked here. You know, I didn't,
oh, you were
I
working.
Didn't take the day off.
Oh, okay.
But I worked here, and then I normally go home right away and get some sleep, but then Jeannie and I had breakfast, and then I went to Grant Park, and they had a ceremony there for Memorial Day. I did that, and so, good day.
There
nice,
you go.
Beautiful weather.
Yeah, it was. It was beautiful. Beautiful weekend, in fact. And then in the traffic hut is Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right. Hey, Did you heard the news story out of that Vic had in the news about the fire in Joliet?
Mm-hmm.
How far away from where you grew up?
They're far.
Oh, it's far.
Yeah,
okay.
It's on the other side of town.
Mm-hmm.
My parents live in the kind of the new, not new anymore, but at the time it's newer. So it's some like at least 10, 15 years newer than the older side.
Yeah.
Of Joliet. So yeah, it's in the older part of Joliet.
And it's not, Vic, was it the prison from Blues Brothers? Is that where they shot the prison scenes?
Yes.
The prison scene from Blues Brothers.
Right. I don't know if it was just one cameo or was it?
I think the opening, probably talking about the opening scene.
Okay.
Yeah. I would imagine the exterior when they release, when they release Jake. Yeah. Wow. Okay. I just didn't know location wise where it was, Esmeralda.
Yeah, that's all. It's kind of, it's all kind of hidden away, too. Mm. It's not a very, prominent piece of Joliet. You kind of have to drive around to find it.
Okay. All right. And Esmeralda, are you ready for the return of Skip Skipley?
Yeah.
His brother.
Missed. His brother sounded, you know, family-wise, they seemed very similar.
Yeah. And then we found out from Slip that they were twins.
Yeah.
That,
Crazy.
That was fun.
He rides a helicopter.
Yeah, he rides. He rode a helicopter.
Skip's
here.
In a jet.
Skip's got the jet.
Yeah.
And Slip sounds remarkably like Dan Long.
He does,
doesn't
wow.
he?
Wow.
And Dan.
Skip sounds a lot like Dan Shugrue.
Yeah.
But it was Slip who gave us the discovery that they were twins. That was all Slip.
Yeah.
Slip just we had no idea.
And I did ask if he was like the twins.
Right.
Of Danny DeVito and
right. Would he,
oh, interesting.
Would he be the DeVito?
What did he say?
Was the question.
I don't think he gave it.
No, you know why? Because you when you dropped that reference, my head almost exploded because it was an SNL joke from that weekend's SNL. And I couldn't place it. Remember you had to tell me? Because I was like, wait, I just heard that.
Oh, right.
Remember
right.
I was like, I just heard that. That Schwarzenegger DeVito joke, what was that on? And you were like, it's SNL. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. I'm going to say it was.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. We'll do the pop-up video a little bit later on as well. You know, we did, while Skip was gone, while you were gone, it was the first time we ever were not given a point for the first question.
Oh.
And it was me who, because I had no idea how Tunnel of Love by Bruce Springsteen goes. No idea. I was like, I can't even fake it.
Yeah.
I couldn't, I don't remember anything about it. I know the song by Dire Straits, Tunnel of Love. I could have sang that
sure.
one, but Springsteen's, I was like, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was the first time ever that we were denied a point in the first question when you have to sing a line from the song.
Man, Slip going hardcore.
Yeah, Slip wasn't messing around. He wasn't. So, anyway. All right. We're going to take a break. We come back. I want to thank everybody for coming out. We had a really beautiful day on Thursday for the Walk of Fame induction. And I want to talk a little bit about that. If you guys were there and you want to call in, or if you listened and you want to you call in or just send a text, it's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So, it is official. My plaque is out there, and I am now a member of the WGN Walk of Fame, and it's an incredible honor, and it was a really incredible day on Thursday, and I won't forget it, and I know my parents won't either. So if you guys are there, you have a comment or a question, it's 312-981-7200. I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and then after the 2:30 news, Ron Henderson is going to join us. He's the fitness king, and that's coming up in just a little bit.